Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Maybe it was the freezing conditions here in the United Kingdom which triggered some long dormant neurons to fire and warm me with thoughts of an Australian Christmas. I had a similar moment when thinking of an Advent or Christmas song for the ELC Advent and Christmas Songfest online at the beginning of December, except that no one here would know the carol. Don't get me wrong, I do love In the Bleak Midwinter, but The North Wind is Tossing the Leaves is also special. I'll spare you my singing of it, but here are its two verses. The north wind is tossing the leaves, the red dust is over the town, the sparrows are under the eaves, and the grass in the paddock is brown. As we lift up our voices and sing to the Christ child, the heavenly king. The tree ferns and green gully sway, the cool stream flows silently by, the joy bells are greeting the day, and chimes are adrift in the sky. As we lift up our voices and sing to the Christ child, the heavenly king. The message of the incarnation is that in Jesus, God is with us in our here and our now. This is true whether you are hearing this in the United Kingdom or another part of the world. But this doesn't mean that Jesus is an everyman character who does not have his own time and place, specifically with Mary and Joseph in their time and place, in their lives. Mary chose to be obedient to Gabriel and to God and accepted God's will for her. Joseph understood biology, and he chose to be obedient to God and accepted God's will for he and Mary and the child they would raise. They would raise him in Israel and not in London or Sydney, and we remember all this because Jesus suffered and died under Pontius Pilate for us and rose again for us and is with us so that we might live with him. How we sing or draw or paint or dramatize Jesus is linked to us and our time, and whether creating the art or receiving it, we should not deny the historicity of Jesus or go counter to God's word. Once the word became flesh, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, and use of the visual arts comes into being, all with the goal of supporting the word and not supplanting the word. Whether the red dust is over the town or the frosty wind made moan, the performing arts, especially music, also incarnate the mystery of God with us in the cold or the heat. I think particularly what we see and are exposed to in childhood shapes us, goes inside of us very deeply, and forms us in and for our time and place. That's okay. It is how we are made. But let's always be careful of not making Jesus into our image of him, and instead see and experience and enjoy and take up the creative arts. Let there be more artists, musicians, composers, sculptures as windows or moments that don't define the word and solidify it, but express the word for our here and now. And the good stuff will last long after us. I trust that as we go through 2023, that the joy that the baby in a manger is your Lord, and the truth that the dead man on the cross is your Lord, and the wonder that the risen Jesus, whose grave will always be empty, is your Lord, fills you each day. Jesus is with us through words, water, bread and wine, so that we can live, and perhaps sing or compose or paint or mold or something else this wonderful truth, the mystery of the incarnation. Let us pray. Stir up your power and come, Lord Jesus, and support and help us so that what is hindered by our sins may be hastened by your great mercy. Bless us in our time, a new calendar year, and in our place. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.